Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat, the podcast dedicated to fitness, nutrition, and wellness tips. Right now, we are in our summer fast track program. That is right. If you are ready to get certified, there is no more waiting. You don't have to wait for any fall cohorts to begin. You could actually spend this entire summer getting certified as quickly as you would like through our summer fast track program. Both our fitness and nutrition expert certification, as well as our holistic nutrition health coaching certification, are open for enrollment right now. Please visit www.fitchicksacademy.com for more details on both of the summer fast track programs and all of the incredible bonuses included in enrollment today. We look forward to welcoming you to the Academy. We look forward to helping you get certified before the end of summer so that you can launch your dream business this fall. Check it out again at fitchicksacademy.com, and we will see you soon. Now on to today's episode.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn, and I'm struggling with my lighting.
Oh, no worries. On today's podcast, we are talking about my favorite macronutrient, protein.
Yum.
Yes. So
probably the best, but the most challenging for most people.
Oh yeah. Protein is one of the hardest things, especially for women, to get in. It seems that after talking to a ton of coaches and our students
and clients,
this has been an area that a lot of our students and our coaches also were saying that, you know, until they started to really track and look at what they were eating, they didn't realize how little protein they were actually consuming.
Totally.
And of course, protein is a really important macronutrient to our goals. Now, one thing I want to say before we get into this, though, is we all love to glorify something and vilify something else, right? So we love to be like, if I'm saying protein is great, it means I'm saying that fats and carbs are bad. And I'm not saying that. All three of them are so important to our overall health, right? We need protein. They're the building blocks of our bodies. We need fats. It helps to balance hormones. Also makes things taste great. We need carbs. It provides us with fiber. It's also the quickest source of energy for our body. However, we're going to talk specifically about protein today. So I don't want you to make it be like, I need more protein. We need adequate protein.
Yeah.
Right. We always try to be like, this is a good thing. So we need more of it. These are the bad things. We need less of it. It's like, no, we need all of it and we need all of them in balance.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a really good point because I do think that it is very much, it's like, as soon as you say, here's how to get more protein, people think I'm going to do that and I'm going to eliminate carbs, right? Like that seems to be the number one sort of like more protein, less carbs is always kind of the correlation between the two. And really it's not that.
Well, and the other thing too, I find is that because of the rise of the keto diet, fat is so heavy on that number, right? It's like 75% fat. Mm-hmm. And then like, even 75 to 80% fat and then like 15% protein, because of course protein can take you out of ketosis if you're following a keto diet, but then only 5% carbs. So with the keto diet too, protein has kind of gotten a bad rap as well. So that's why I want to talk about this because I love protein. Like even though I was saying I love all three, protein is actually my favorite. It's my favorite for a lot of reasons, but it's because it really is not only it helps to rebuild your body. So if you're involved in fitness and you're looking to build muscle, but also if you're looking just to repair, like as we age, we need more muscle mass. We need protein to make sure we're supporting that muscle mass. Protein is also the most satiating macronutrient. It provides the most satiety in between meals, which means we feel fuller longer. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for weight loss, if you're not getting enough protein, you might feel super snacky like an hour after eating.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that protein is, in my opinion, included at every single meal. But the one thing I do want to note as well, before we dive into these seven things, is that more is not better in one sitting. So some people, this is where the paleo diet went wild, or the carnivore diet, where people are like, oh, I'm going to eat an 80-ounce steak in one sitting and just get all of my protein right now. Our body can only actually utilize up to about, the research kind of varies, but anywhere from 15 to 40 grams in one sitting. Mm-hmm. So, which is why in FitChicks Academy, we're always in our healthy habits. We're like, okay, aim for 20 to 25 grams per meal, because above like 30 grams, 40 grams, you're not even doing, it's just a waste of money. You're not actually utilizing that protein for anything for the body.
Right.
So it's kind of, you know, just thinking about it, which is why too, we space it out at every single meal. We're not just overloading like any macronutrient, not just having all of our carbs at one meal or all of our fat at one meal. We're balancing it out throughout the day.
I'm not going to lie. I do like having all my carbs at one meal sometimes.
Delicious.
But I don't.
I know. It's like,
regardless, back in the day, I would not balance anything. Let's be honest. I'd be like, I'm just eating bread.
But the thing that's so fascinating to me is, yeah, it's like, if I have a meal that does not have protein in it, I'm starving so fast.
Oh my gosh. Me too.
So
I think everyone can attest to that. If you really think back and you're like, okay, if I have toast for breakfast, an hour and a half, 2 hours later, you're like, my stomach's growling. Why? I had toast. Well, but you're like, I had breakfast, but it's just because of, it's the quality of the food that you're putting in your body and the way that's broken down. And that's why protein is so important. And
fiber, well, and when we eat carbs on their own, they are digested so quickly, right? Especially if it's toast, like highly refined, low fiber carbs. It spikes blood sugar so quickly. It starts the digestive process as soon as it hits our mouth, and we have nothing to slow it down. So when we mix that with some fats and some protein, it slows down the digestion because everything's digested at different parts. And if you want to learn more about this stuff, make sure you check out our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coach certification, shameless plug, because we really dive into all of this and how this all works. But the idea is too, is that, you know, when we mix it with the protein, carbs, and hopefully fibrous carbs and healthy fats, it slows down digestion. It slows down how quickly our stomach empties. And then again, that slows down the rate that our blood sugar spikes. And also with that protein too, you're getting that feeling of fullness for longer. So I just think that, you know, and again, which is why we talk about having all three of them, because just one of them, you don't get all the benefits. We want to have all three of them. So let's talk about, how do we actually get 7 ways to get more protein, or to create more of a mindset of protein, which I think is one of the first steps, which is my number one way, is to start to adapt a mindset of protein and prioritize protein at every single meal. So it's just the idea of making sure that you in your brain are thinking, I'm going to have protein at every single meal.
Yeah,
that's the first thing to do. And it will change everything.
It's really simple. It's the same thing that, and I know we're not talking about veggies right now, but it's the same way that I always think about every meal. It's like, every meal should have protein and veggies. And then whatever else, if there's something else added, that's cool. But those are like my main things that I think about. It's like, there needs to be protein, there needs to be veggies. And usually my protein is cooked in some sort of olive oil or something, or butter. So it's got like the fats, but it's,
yeah,
that's really like, that's how I prioritize all meals. Every meal is like protein, veggies.
Well, and this is what makes it so simple, is like, if you already know, so, you know, if you're watching somebody make food selections who doesn't have any kind of guiding light as to how to build a meal, which is why our complete and three rule, protein, fiber, and healthy fat, is kind of our, like our little map when you're building meals, is they just tend to think, oh, what am I in the mood for? Right? Which then leaves us up in the moment to decide what we want to eat. And we've talked a lot about how the brain works and how our bodies work. And we're driven to seek pleasure, avoid pain, and put in the least amount of effort. So if we're looking for foods that are in line with that, they're probably really highly refined, give a great dopamine hit in our brain. So those are things like sugar and starch, right? Yeah. Refined sugars, refined starches. And then of course, putting in the least amount of effort as possible, they're probably fast food, whether it be very easy to grab or make or go through the drive-through. Right.
Right.
So if you don't have a guiding light, you're kind of like, okay, what am I in the mood for? And then usually what you're in the mood for is not something that's in line with your goals. So if you know already, even if you haven't cooked your meal, but you're like, okay, I'm going to have a protein and veggies and some healthy fat. I'm going to have a protein of fiber and some healthy fat. It's kind of like, okay, what protein do I want? Oh, I'm in the mood for eggs. Oh, I'm in the mood for quinoa. Oh, I'm in the mood for turkey. Right? Like, it gives you that. Then you're like, okay, well, what veggies do I want with that? Do I want to do a wrap? Do I want to do a salad? Do I want to do, you know, some sort of like veggie sticks on the side, whatever it is. And it starts to give you a place to direct your brain, which is one of the biggest battles out of all of this.
Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with even meal prepping too, right? Is prioritizing protein. Like, cause for me, it's not even like, what am I in the mood for? Cause I'm usually not super in the mood for proteins, but I want to eat them at every meal. So for me, it's about prioritizing when I'm meal prepping, being like, what meats can I pre-cook, like turkey burgers or ground chicken or things like that, that I can have in the fridge ready to go so that it's already there. And it's not even a question, that it's just super easy. It's like, that's what I eat. That's what I'm eating. It's already there. And it's so important, but it's important to have the proteins, because I find like those are the things that take the longest.
So, and to cook. Well, yeah. And to cook them, they usually do. If you're eating animal-based proteins, you've got to prepare them, right? Which requires heat and cooking. So that's, you know, having said that, that's very important to think of. So like the first thing though, our number one way to get more protein is to adapt a mindset of protein. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have protein at every single meal. The second thing is to make sure, even though you're gonna have it with every single meal, but really make sure your first meal is really focused around getting protein in.
Mm-hmm.
This is really important, especially, and also to stay away from sweet breakfast is another thing. So if you're having your protein, let's say you're having like protein pancakes with banana, have that for a snack as opposed to for the breakfast. There's been a lot of studies that show when you start the day with sweet too, even if you're pairing it with protein, it's going to spike blood sugar more and cause cravings more throughout the day. So if we can have a savory protein breakfast, right? So something like, if you think about an omelet, eggs. Like eggs in an omelet, even if you're having like Greek yogurt, but you're doing it with low glycemic berries, like, you know, raspberries, blackberries that are low sugar, and maybe some chia seeds in there, some nuts, that kind of thing. But it's really going to help to regulate your appetite throughout the day and also really take away from those blood sugar spikes that are going to kick off, like could kick off a whole day of not feeling good, bad choices, all of that stuff.
Even just like cravings, right? Like
100%.
Just being like, oh, you get that like 3 o'clock slump and stuff, but it could be because that thing kickstarted it. So it's like really just important to have it. So that if you're going to have the sweet, maybe have it at 3 o'clock, have the protein pancakes at 3 o'clock, as opposed to in the very first thing in the morning. It totally makes sense. And again, it just goes back to what we were talking about earlier. It's like, don't just have the toast for breakfast, because the toast is not going to it's not going to satisfy you. It's not going to keep you full. It's not going to help with your blood sugar. So really just thinking about what is it that I can have for myself to be able to set my day up for success.
Yeah. So savory protein, good amount of protein with your first meal of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So the third one is starting to think about how to include more protein in your snacks. So this is where too, a lot of people struggle with snacks. They're like, I don't know if I'm having a snack, how am I going to get protein in if I'm not going to be cooking a turkey or a chicken or tofu or quinoa or lentils or whatever it is, right? They're like, I don't know how to get that in with a snack. Mm-hmm. There are so many awesome pre-made snack choices now.
I know.
So, yeah. Like you can go to your grocery store and get so many wonderful things. So having things like, you know, even pre-hard boiled eggs, those little cottage cheese bowls, cottage cheese is a great source of protein. A lot of people don't think about, mm-hmm. That could be added into a lot of things. Again, we don't know how to eat cottage cheese. A lot of times we just think of it as like, okay, I'm just supposed to eat it like that. It's great blended, spread on things. It's great as a topping.
But it is also great just spooned out.
Yeah. It's, you know, there's different types. Now, protein bars are one thing I would be very careful on, because making sure you're getting the right type of protein bar. There's a lot of them are just sugar bombs that have a high protein, but they have so much processed foods in them and so many chemicals and fake sugars that can cause gas and bloating and all these things. So protein bars, just make sure that you're getting, again, 20 to 25 grams of protein in that protein bar as a snack, but also it's not super high in sugar. So read your labels.
Same thing with protein powders too. Protein, yeah. Like even just having a protein shake is such a great option as a snack. If you're just like, I'm just feeling a little bit hungry midday and I just want something to kind of carry me through, it'll give you that energy boost and give you that like satisfied feeling. But again, you have to watch it. I was just at the grocery store the other day and I saw they had protein powders that were Snickers protein powders and M&M protein powders. And I was like, oh, what's this? And I was like, I wasn't going to buy it. I was just curious. I was like reading it, 'cause I'm like,
And it was like, it had a lot of protein. I don't remember. I think it was like 21 grams or something. Like it had enough protein in it. But at the same time, I was just like, the amount of sugar that was in it and the amount of calories that were in just the scoop, I was like, this is crazy. Like, it's really not doing you any favors.
And also a lot of people,
it's just because it's masked with the word protein.
Yeah. A lot of people look to as well as like nuts as a protein snack. I don't actually. And I talk about this in Holistic. I actually look at nuts as a fat. When I'm thinking about nuts, I think of
peanut,
the more
seen as peanut butter.
Yeah. Any nut butters, any nuts and seeds, because you can eat a ton of almonds in a sitting, still have really low protein from those almonds, and you're starving. Right. Mm-hmm. So, and there are tons of calories and very high in fat. So if weight loss is your goal, that's something you want to avoid. But I would look at it as if you're going to have like a little bit of nuts with maybe some sort of like jerky, like beef jerky, turkey jerky, you know, some different types of, if you wanted to do, let's say some sort of like a tofu, like they have different, they're like little packages that just have a little amount of, you know, snacky things in them that are mixed together, like cheese, and they have some nuts.
You don't even understand how much we love those combos in my house.
Yeah, there's a little.
I buy them for my husband for his drives, because he sometimes has to go away for work for like long trips, and so I buy them because they're just a great little. It's just like a little bit of nuts, some cheese, some like dried fruit or whatever, but it's like. I buy them those, and I buy them the meat and cheese packs. They have like snack packs that are like salami and cheese. I don't know. I don't eat that, but
yeah, they even have those they have those little single serve with the pull tops of like tuna, salmon. Yeah. Like there's so many different options now that are really grab and go, because we have to be, which is one of the things I'm going to talk about later. So I don't want to fast track it. But we have to think about these things. We have to make sure it's in line with our lifestyle, that it's not like, oh, I've got to create this big protein, you know, snack. And you're like, okay, I'm running out the door, going to pick up the kids from school. I don't have time. I'm starving. You know what I mean? Like you've got to make sure you have things that are actually going to be doable and for your life, mm-hmm. Which leads me to number 4 and 5. We're doing these as one. Plan for protein packed lunches, as well as incorporating proteins in salads. So these are two things that I think, again, we just talked about having a really savory protein breakfast, making sure you're getting adequate protein. I think that lunches are still really challenging for people, because a lot of people are eating lunch out, like at work, or they don't have a lot of time to cook.
Right.
So things like we were just talking about, like doing a salad, buying a pre-bagged salad and throwing in some of that tuna as a great protein source. Or if you're going into the grocery store, let's say you're at work and you walk over to a restaurant, making sure you're having some chicken breast or beef or a vegetarian protein source to add into your salads. It's just a really great way you can get a lot of veggies in. Salads are so easy for lunch. You could do them hot salads, cold salads. You could do them lettuce-based, broccoli-based, cauliflower-based. There's so much variety in there, and protein pairs so well with salads.
When I used to work in the office, like before we started Fit Chicks, this is way back in the day. This is my actual go-to was I would pre-cook chicken breasts. I would put them in individual containers in the fridge. This is back when I lived with Melissa, with her friend. This is like way back in the day. But I still remember this because it was like my biggest hack. And I would just buy 7 bags or 5 bags, like one for every day of the week. And I would buy the bag salad, this one particular salad that I loved. And I would literally just bring the whole bag, and I would have the chicken already in a container. And then I would just pour some of the salad in, mix it in. I would just keep like pouring it and just keep eating out of the same container. And it was just so easy. It was so simple. And I ate it every day, because I don't get bored with the same food every day. That's like a little known fact about me. I can just eat the same thing nonstop, as long as it's good for me and I like it. But yeah, it was just such an easy hack, because it was like, I didn't have to think about it. I never had to think about anything. I don't want to think about my lunches. I want it to just be easy and done. And I just take it and I eat it and it's good and it fills me up and I'm great.
And I think a lot of people still equate salads just with like a boring old iceberg or romaine lettuce salad. And it could be, I make a ton of pre-made salads at my house where I buy pre-made salads, but I also make a ton from pre-made salads where I make my own one. My son loves it. It's with, I make quinoa. I do chickpeas in it. I use bags of the kale slaw. I make my own dressing. I add some nuts and seeds in it. And it's like, because of the kale slaw, the fibrousness of it, it can sit and it's really easy to transport. Whereas if you already have like a salad that, you know, it's like lettucey, it can get really mulchy and gross. So this way, I'd say it's really crunchy. It's like the salads you get from the deli, but you know everything that's going into it. You know that you've got good quality fats with the with the quinoa and the chickpeas. It's already a great source of protein. If you want to add in a little bit more of animal-based protein, you can as well. And it's just thinking outside the box for your salads. But there's so much like a protein-packed lunch and salads. Like I said, there are so many different varieties of hot or cold salads that you could do. Get on the Googles and Google high protein salads, and you're going to find so many amazing things that you can make and experiment with that are not hard and that will save you so much time.
Totally.
And then the next one is to experiment with plant-based protein. So I just gave some ideas, but a lot of times if you are a meat eater, we get so focused on like, okay, I've got to get my protein in, and we're thinking it has to be from an animal source. So like beef, pork, chicken, turkey, shrimp, fish, salmon, like all of those things, right? We think that it has to be from that source, but there are so many great plant-based proteins out there in the forms of beans and legumes. You can get protein from brown rice. You can get protein from quinoa. There is a big surge in a lot of these fake plant-based foods, which are usually highly made from soy.
Like the Frankenfoods.
Yeah. And for women, excess soy can be very disruptive to our hormones. So you have to be really careful if you are a vegan or vegetarian, you're consuming those. But things like tempeh, which is a fermented tofu in moderation, it's easier digestible. Again, just really kind of looking at those products as they're processed foods. So trying to get more from natural sources.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I know that tempeh used to be one of my favorite things as well. I used to like to eat it just as a snack, and I would pan sear it and then just have it. Do you remember? It was when we lived together, and I used to always have it in the fridge.
It's delicious.
And just eat it like strips of bacon, but it was tempeh.
Yeah. And the last one is to be prepared. So this just goes back to everything we've kind of talked about here, is that making any nutritional change is a challenge. And it's even more of a challenge if you have not prepared in advance. So, which is where too, it's not saying you have to meal prep or batch cook. Some people hate cooking. This was actually one of the questions on one of my last application calls for Holistic. They were saying, you know, I have these clients who hate cooking. What am I supposed to do? And just remembering, there's a lot of different options out there. Now, if finances are in the equation, they will be more expensive because you're going to have to pay for the time it takes to pre-prep it, whether it be pre-prepped in the grocery store, you're buying things that are already cooked, you're buying things that are already jerkied, dehydrated, you're buying things that are already pre-cut. Like all of those things will increase the price. So you have to be aware of that. But if you know it's the difference between, okay, I'm not going to eat nutritionally dense, I'm not going to get my protein in, or I'm going to pay a little bit more, that might be something you need to consider moving some finances around, I think, personally. Mm-hmm. But also being prepared, making sure you've got those snacks on hand that you can grab and go. Also, if you're meal prepping, things that are amazing are the Instant Pot, especially if you're cooking things like meats. You could put a whole chicken in there, 6 minutes per pound. Just turn it on, and then you've got a whole chicken that you can shred and use throughout the week. You can do, again, you can buy pre-bought legumes, beans, but you also can cook them in the Instant Pot or in just stovetop. Have that in the fridge ready to go. There's so many things that you can do that can really speed it up, but preparation will be the secret to your success.
Always. It's always going to be the one thing that will help you. Like what we were talking about earlier, it's like in the moment when you're like, I need to have protein. If I don't have it pre-cooked in my kitchen, the chances are I'll just go to the store and buy something that's like prepared, like a chicken or something, because I'm like, okay, I don't have time to make this or defrost something. That's why I try to prepare always in advance. And I always have two different protein sources pre-cooked in my fridge. And it just,
which is why to make it again, really, really Instant Pot, guys. So good, because you can literally put it from frozen in there. You don't even have to.
Also, hashtag old school slow cookers. I'm still in love with. I don't know what it is about them. I just really like them. They're the same as an Instant Pot, but I feel like in the Instant Pot I've burnt things, whereas in the slow cooker I haven't. So I just
gotta master it.
I know I haven't. I still haven't. One day.
And bonus tip too, I want you also not just to think about protein as coming from, like I said, those plant sources and the animal sources. Protein also is found in so many fruits and vegetables. So mm-hmm. if you are doing like the salads and you're really bulky up on those veggies, you're also gonna get a ton of protein from the kale you're eating and the spinach you're eating and the strawberries you're eating even. Like it all adds up. Right. So as long as we're rotating, we're having diversity and we're really adding in those veggies too, you can reduce the amount of meat that you're eating and you can increase it from that area as well. Okay, everybody. So that's our podcast for today. I hope you loved it as much as we did. Those are 7 ways to increase your protein intake. And because we did veggies already, we might as well do coming up 7 ways to increase your fiber intake. Why not?
Let's do it.
Let's increase your healthy fat intake. If you want to hear about it, let us know. But again, if you're a coach, hopefully these tips were helpful. If you're not a coach yet, hopefully that you are able to implement them into your lives. And if you want to get certified in holistic nutrition weight loss coaching, our summer fast tracks certification is open for enrollment right now. You can go to fitchicksacademy.com/HWLC to learn more about it. And really dive deeper into all of these topics we talked about today. Hey, everybody, have an amazing day, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I am Alexis Diamond, aka the Hot and Healthy Vegan Mom and founder of the Hot Vegan Mom Method. I help busy, overwhelmed vegan moms stop gaining and losing the same 5 pounds over and over again and achieve lifelong weight stability through balancing their hormones without giving up wine or pizza. The Fit Chicks Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert, Sir, literally changed the entire course of my life. Before I joined, I was a certified personal trainer and had been working in fitness for years. I had also struggled with yo-yo weight loss for the better part of my life, I would say since I was 9 years old. And even with all of the Googling and the podcasts and all the things that I had listened to, when I joined the program and I realized what the root cause of my yo-yo weight loss was and the damage that I had done through all of the fad diets and all of the things that I had tried, it shifted not only the way that I look at things, but the way that I'm able to serve my community. Right after I graduated, I hired a business coach and created my signature program, the Hot Vegan Mom Method. I made my investment back on my very first sale. My program is a high ticket, really intimate, high touch 3-month program. I now no longer work in the gym. I was teaching group fitness classes before, but my online business has really taken off. I have my ideal client. I have my niche. I have a whole audience of women that I'm able to serve in a higher way. Since graduating, I have already helped 4 women literally transform their lives and transform their bodies in a way that is actually sustainable for the rest of their lives. I am forever grateful to the Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert Program for the impact that it has made in me, for the shift that it has created in me, but more so for the shift that I am now able to create in so many other women's lives by having them realize that calories in, calories out is not going to get them where they need to go. And that weight loss is this beautifully complex, simple thing, and that all they need is the steps, sustainable, practical, habit-based steps to hit their goals.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out.
Thank you so much for listening to Fit Chicks Chat. We hope that you enjoyed today's episode. And please remember to visit www.fitchicksacademy.com for more details on our summer fast track programs, including our fitness and nutrition expert certification and our holistic nutrition health coaching certifications. We look forward to welcoming you to the Academy, and we will see you again next week for Fit Chicks Chat.